Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Monday morning, kicking off our week here, April the 4th, 2022, 4-4-22, 15 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time, and we will be on here momentarily. But this is a big, important week for us here at WWGH radio, because one of our favorite people of all time is having a big birthday this coming Friday, April the 8th. This coming Friday, April the 8th, the man who I consider the funniest man alive, Shecky Green, will be turning 96 years old this coming Friday, April the 8th. How about that? And he's still as sharp and as funny as ever. Now, let me tell you, I did a little bit of research over the last few days when I knew we were going to have Shecky on this morning. And I found out that he is currently the oldest living stand-up comedian. Oldest living stand-up comedian. And on the list of oldest living performers, period, he comes in at like 37. And none of them above him are working and as sharp as he is. He is what in show business is known as a classic, somebody who never gets old. People come up to me constantly and say, when are you going to have Shecky Green back on the show? And I always say, as soon as possible, because everybody wants to hear him. In his birthday week, 96 on Friday, it is a pleasure to welcome to these microphones the legendary Shecky Green. Shecky, happy birthday.
You guys, you could tell that I'm all there. I'm the only one that can talk at 96.
96 years old. How does it feel?
Well, it feels better than 95 because I made it.
That's right. Did you ever think you'd make it to 96?
No. And you want to know something? That's a strange thing. I don't know how many other people. When you're a little kid and you hear about, at that time when you're small, your fellow relatives or the older relatives are dying. And then you hear about dying, you know?
Right.
And then your mother takes you maybe to a funeral, you know, which you really don't want. You go to one of those Jewish funerals where the guy goes, Baruch HaMashalachoy, Miskeh Elachem, and the little kid is 5 years old, crying his eyes out, but he don't know why. But then you say to yourself, is that going to be me? And as you go through the years, you wonder, you know, how long and what am I doing? But you finally make it. Well, I don't know you finally make it. I finally made it.
Well, you know, Shecky, I believe the life expectancy for a male is still about 78 years old. You've obviously outdone that. What's the secret?
Eliminate 78 in your birthday.
Is that all you have to do? Just take the 78th year out.
Take the 78 out.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Get rid of it. No,
could I tell you something? You don't really realize, as you're getting older, and people that are your close friends are getting older, you know, you begin to see it. You don't see it in yourself, but you see it in your friends.
You know, how old do you feel mentally?
You want to know something? That's a very, very true. But how old are you mentally? I feel as old as I want to feel. It, you know, in my head, I'm still young.
Yeah.
I mean, as young as I could possibly talk, still use words. I write. I don't feel that idea at 90s. I don't know what you're supposed to feel at 96.
What are
I guess you just got to wait for 97.
Wait for 97. What are your days like at 96? What do you do?
What
do you do at 96? What are your days like?
Well, I'm looking right now. My two daughters came over for my birthday. They're from out of town. And that's the joy of my life. The joy of my life is seeing these two girls. My God, I love my two girls. They are the best. One comes from the east, the other the west, but I love them. It's plain to see they also love me. What a joy to be their father. What a wonderful song in my throat. I want to tell you that I get the goat, but no matter what I know, I'll do it for your show, because I like you.
Now, I just want to point something out to the listening audience. We are doing this interview live. Now, it's 9:20 a.m. here on the East Coast. It is 6:20 a.m. where Shecky Green is. He's 96 years old, and there's a party going on in that house. There's singing, and there's it's harmony there, Shecky.
Yes, well, that's all I got left. I still feel I could do everything I did before. The only thing, I went to a doctor and he didn't fix my leg good.
So that's the only
thing. Then I found out the doctor was blind.
Oh, well, that's a problem. Now, Shecky, at 96, aside from your leg, do you have any other ailments that are bothering you?
Yes, my wife is in the hospital, and that's killing me.
Oh, well, we send our best to her.
Yes, thank you. My wife is in the hospital. She's got a little problem. She had a knee fixed, and then she got sick. And you go to a hospital and get sick.
Yeah, that is true, unfortunately. Now, Shecky, how do you plan to spend Friday, the big 96?
Well, I have a group of guys that they're not the group of guys that I grew up with, because they're all gone. There are a group of guys here. There's one guy that was the road manager of Muhammad Ali. His name is Gene. And Gene gets guys together. They'll buy a cake. And then we'll all sit around saying we like each other, which we don't.
Now, do you still drive?
Do I still drive?
Yeah.
No, they took my... At 95, you get your license taken away. If they don't take your license away, they got a wife like mine, and she sells the car.
So how do you get to these places now?
I have a guy pick me up, but I really don't go that much anymore, because I don't go into Las Vegas at all. I don't like to see it. When I got to Las Vegas, we had little hotels, 200 people, and we had I rode a horse down the street. You can't do that anymore.
No. It's a little more developed now.
Oh, my God. What they're doing in this town. They brought in baseball teams. They brought in football teams. And they don't know what to do, so they have the football team play the baseball team. Because they... And now they brought in a soccer. Nobody knows soccer, and they're only European people. The guy said, where are you going? That's Russian. Yes, I'm fighting.
You know, Shecky, I was thinking the other day, you are the last one left who can tell stories about your contemporaries, and there's one person who I don't think we've ever talked about on this show, and I don't know if you knew him. Well, Groucho Marx.
Oh, very well.
Now, what was Groucho like?
Well, because you had to know Groucho's personality. But I loved Groucho. Groucho got on I've got a tape that Groucho got on a show that I did, Hollywood Palace. And he said that I'm the best comic that he's ever seen. I mean, to come from Groucho, and I didn't even know why he said it. We were doing a show together. And he was in his mid-90s. Maybe that's why he said it.
Well, you know, it is interesting. Comedians tend to live longer. Bob Hope was 100. George Burns was 100. Betty White just died at 99. You're 90, coming up on 96. I believe Marty Allen was in his 90s. Jackie Mason was in his 90s when he died.
Oh, my God.
Phyllis Diller was 95.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What is it about comedians?
Just try to be funny and save your money, and you'll live to be a long time. Oh, listen to me, and you'll agree, you'll be the same as mine. What more can we say as we hit that day? 96 will be on the board. What a wonderful thing. I gotta sing. I'm 96 today.
You know, Shecky, I got to confess to you this morning, we did an hour before we came to you, and I was getting a little nervous because we were having phone problems in hour number one. Thank goodness we got them fixed during the break. I thought, gosh, what if we can't get Shecky Green on the line?
You wouldn't have missed much.
No.
I would have waited till 97.
No. We would have missed a ton. Now, Shecky, this extemporaneous nature you have, you said when you performed, it wasn't an act. You just spoke off the top of your head. You create these songs out of nowhere. Where does that come from?
You want to know what's funny? My brother, I did what my brother did. I have a brother who was 2 years older than me. And he did dialects and stuff, and I did that. So consequently, I really thank my brother. But as I got into show business, we sort of drew away from each other. I don't know why, whether there was a jealousy, because I was starting to make, you know, big money. And when I think about the kind of money that I made, it's frightening. I can't even tell you on television the kind of money that I made.
Well, now, and I don't want to get too personal with you here, but at 96, it's been a few years. What was the biggest night you ever had in show business, financially?
You mean the biggest pay night?
Yeah, what was the biggest night?
Well, a week at the MGM, $100,000 a week.
Really?
I got $100,000 at the Sands, $100,000 at the Desert Inn. But I never wanted to see my check. I had a girl from England that used to handle my books, and she never told me what was in it. Matter of fact, she's living in England now very well. I never saw that money.
Well, you know, I was...
She said, you know what I mean, Shecky? I'll go all your money. Don't worry about it. If you ever need a buck or two.
That sounds like that lady who used to answer the phone at Kay Ballard's house.
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
She's still there, by the way.
Who was she? I never knew who she was.
She's a woman that she picked up along the way and stayed with her. And she always was in her cups a little bit. She drank a little wine.
She had
a little bit more than wine.
She had a little pinch, a little nip.
She used to say, "Hello, darling, how are you? Margaret, oh, is that a Chicky, Chikey, Chucky? What the hell is your name?"
Shecky, at 96, who is your favorite comedian? Is there somebody out there now that you like to watch?
You want to know something I really don't like? There's so many good ones, and they are good ones, that I really don't watch any of them anymore because I can't work, and it's just, you know, I'm not interested in that anymore because at this age, I'm looking for something to do that, like someone to drive me, get a Filipino guy that's hiding out from the government.
Hey, well, you know, everybody's doing a podcast now. You wouldn't have to leave the house to do that. You could still entertain.
Everybody calls me to do that. What is that?
Well, it's sort of a radio show that they put on the internet. They're not bad. Some of them are very good.
Well, let me tell you, the kid that played in The Godfather, that Johnny, what's his name? The kid that played that got beat up. I've known this kid for a long time. He keeps on putting on how Sinatra beat me up and how this, and I never with Sinatra. And his whole life is writing about other people. And most of them should write about themselves. But this kid And he said, I'm in a book of his, not good, but I'm in a book of his. And at this age, I'm looking for him.
Well, it's interesting because this Sinatra joke that you told got credited as Jay Leno's favorite joke, but now other people have said this is their favorite Sinatra story. It's very quick. Tell the joke.
Sinatra had five guys beat me up. What was that?
It was Frank Sinatra Saved My Life one night.
Oh, Frank Sinatra Saved My Life. He had five guys beat me up, and he said, that's enough.
But, you know, that is a funny joke, and it's simple. It's
a funny joke, and it's the truth.
And I'd say he had five guys beat you up, so there you go.
But you want to know something? And I swear on my mother, he was so frightened of me. He used to say to one guy, I'm frightened of a Shecky. Because when I was with him, I was murder. I was drinking. I was drinking badly. He was drinking badly. And a Jew and Italian together drunk, it's not fun.
Now, the story was, you know, that he was connected. Was he connected with the mob?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I was connected with the mob.
You were connected.
Well, Sam Giancana was like my godfather.
Now, obviously you didn't have this done, but, you know, with Frank, it was he could have you rubbed out. Could you have had somebody rubbed out if you wanted to?
I don't know, but I could have somebody beat up.
Really? It was that type of thing?
Yeah, my brother.
You had your brother beat up?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it to anybody else. I wouldn't do it to a stranger.
Well, oh, goodness. Well, I got to get this in here. We have about 29 minutes left with Shecky, but the time goes so fast here. Now, we're doing a trivia contest here on the station this week in honor of Shecky Green because he's been on with us so much, and we love him to death. Now, pay attention very closely. Get a pen and paper because later on in this week, I'm going to ask what are my favorite Shecky Green dialects. What are my favorite Shecky Green dialects? Now, we're going to do them right now, but later on in the week, I'm going to ask this, so remember these. Okay, Shecky, here are my favorite dialects that you do. Top four. Number four, Ricardo Montalban. Give us a little Ricardo.
I want to tell you, Shecky, he said, don't worry about anything, because he isn't what he says. He's not as tough as he looks. He was talking about a kid that was 2'9". Was not as tough as he looks. I said, where is he so I could see him to see if he's tough?
Now, my number three favorite Shecky Green dialect, Colonel Tom Parker.
I want to tell you, Elvis, you go out there. You don't worry about anything. You can have any girl you want sitting in that audience. What's that, Elvis? My goodness gracious, you better dress better than that. You just can't have a baseball shirt on.
And had a call.
And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't like Elvis, I got a hat to call. It's $2.25 a bottle. That's right. That man from New Orleans and I, we sold hat to call. Had a call and didn't have a call. They called me anyway. Okay.
Now, what was hat to call for the people listening?
Hat to call was that they sold out of the back of a wagon. And they come to town. And it was like they always, well, they saw it in all kinds of movies where they did about the guy selling the elixir that's going to get you well, going to fix everything that you got.
But it was
real. Because when you drink it, you die, so you don't worry about anything that you...
Oh, goodness. Puts an end to all your worries. My number two, on the top four here, number two favorite Shecky Green dialect, Ed Sullivan.
Right here on our show, a boy named Chicky I saw in Las Vegas, Chicky Chikey Chucky Green. His boy does a Jewish type of entertainment, and we only get him on Fridays because that's their holiday.
Now, how many times did Ed Sullivan fire you over the years?
Oh, my God. No, every time I was on, he said to me, never again. You know, so I changed my name from Shecky to Never Again. And he would say, here comes Never Again.
Well, what was the feud between you and he?
There was no feud. We We really had a love affection. Near the end, I was the only one with him. But I got to tell you, I think I told you this story on your show. When I went into the Ed Sullivan Theater one day, he called me, Shecky, get up there on this stage. I got on the stage, he said, Shecky Green is the biggest thing in Miami. And I said, that's wonderful, because I haven't been there. And so, not you, the dog. Some guy named the dog after me, and they won a Biscayne Handicap at the dog track.
That's and a so good...
The dog was the biggest, not you, you.
Well, wait, the number one, and this should be no surprise to anybody, number one favorite Shecky Green dialect, Hervé Villechaize.
I went to tell you, don't need to marry me, Mike. I just got married to a girl. She's 5'8". But I had my brother come over, and he lifts me up to kiss her.
Now, I want to tell people once and for all why I love when Shecky does Hervé Villechaize. If you go to the... Because Hervé since went on to his reward. He's no longer with us. But if
I
you,
think he shot himself.
Accidentally, I think. But yes. If you go find Hervé Villechaize, he was on Fantasy Island. If you go find him on YouTube, that... You would not be able to tell the difference between what Shecky does and what Hervé does. And that voice, how did you capture him so well? That is such an interesting dialect, French apparently.
Well, I do dialects, but you want to know, it's funny. When I started to do him, I thought he had a Spanish accent, a Latin accent. And not until I did your show did you tell me he was from France.
He was from France.
Yeah, so I did him for a couple of years just doing Spanish, not knowing I did a good French.
now, you can give us a small version of this, but I still say it's the funniest story in talk show history. What happened when you were on Fantasy Island?
With his wife?
With his wife, yep.
Well, I came late, and they were all waiting on the set, and he came. He said, I want to tell you something. You and everybody waiting for you, and I knew you caused a lot of trouble. And Ricardo says, no, you didn't. Everything's fine, you know? Because Ricardo was one of the great people of the world. He was married to Loretta Young's sister. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Loretta Young's sister. He was married to her. Anyway, his wife came up to me. They just got married. And she was a beautiful girl. She's about 5'2", 5'3", 5'4". And she says to me, Shecky, would you like a cup of coffee? And he came over. He said, listen, I want to tell you, you don't talk to my wife. I'm going to shoot you. If you talk to my wife, I'm going to shoot you. You understand?
And he really had a gun.
He had a gun. Well, yeah, he did. Later on, he used it.
You know,
he did commit suicide, didn't he?
We'll check on that before the end of the show. I know that he died involving a gun. I don't know if it was...
Yeah, I think he committed suicide. Well, there was nobody around. He went looking for me. He said, Lisa, I want to tell you something. We're Shecky. I want to get Shecky.
He
says, Shecky's not here anymore. Oh, then I kill myself.
Oh, gee whiz. Oh, my. Well... The Villechaize family will be happy to hear about that. Now, we'll get our crack team of investigators to look up how Hervé Villechaize died. But in the meantime, I got to ask you, Shecky, what did you make?
Wait, before we go, he didn't kill himself the first time because he held a gun too high. He thought he was taller than he was.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They call that attempted suicide.
Yeah, attempted.
Attempted.
Yeah.
All right, Shecky, I got to get your opinion about the Oscars last week when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock during the Oscars.
I have two opinions. Matter of fact, I got three and four opinions.
Go ahead.
At any given day, I could have my different opinions. This kid being as good as he is, Will Smith. Is that his name, Will Smith?
Yes, Will Smith.
Could have waited. I mean, that angry and everything else, because of the crowd and everything else, he could have waited. But I think he wanted to make a show that it hit him, that what to do, and in that instant, he thought of doing that. That if he really would have thought about it, he would have done that. But as soon as he heard that, that got to him, and he ran up to him. But the other kid should have had brains. And if he was going to do something like that, go ask him if it was all right to say something.
Well, now, this is interesting. You being a stand-up comedian, you do sometimes... obviously, we just made fun of Hervé Villechaize. Now, if Hervé were still alive, would he come up on the stage and slap you? I mean, is that where we are now?
Yeah, but I mean, what? I just have my knee fixed, that's all.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, now, did you ever have an issue like this, Shecky? And, I mean, obviously nobody slapped you, but did anybody ever take a note with something you said?
No, nothing like that, but I'm going to tell you, as far as people having a... Don Rickles, who I really made his career by getting him into the Sahara Hotel. And Don Rickles, later on, we were not the friendliest. And I never knew why. Because he had a thing with me. Don Rickles did the same act or whatever, he was doing everything. And I just was a little different than him. But... We had the same friends, every one of them, and yet he and I sort of drew apart. And that sort of bothered me. Because all the other guys that I grew up with, the Marty Allens and people like that, I knew very well and liked very well and loved very well.
Now, Shecky, correct me if I'm wrong here, but didn't you have an episode like this where Larry King tried to rough you up?
Oh, well, Larry King, right from the time that I went into Miami, Larry King was the big man in Miami, and he never used me on his show. There was another guy that, but he developed a habit, a thing with me, and I went to work in Miami at the Eden Rock Hotel, and they had a tornado and all the electricity. So they put me in a bar downstairs where I didn't sign to work, and I wouldn't work. I said, that's it, keep the job, you know, with the guy that owned the Eden Rock, who was a character anyway. So he got on the thing, and he told the people how bad I was for walking out and doing that. So that started that, but I had never met him. And then later on, he would never have me on his show, but I never knew why. But I'd sit with him in a delicatessen in Los Angeles. I'm fumfing. Don't you know I'm 96 when I start to fump. That's called a fump in Jewish. Anyway, he developed this thing with me, and he just said it. So one day at the racetrack, I go to make a bet, and he comes and tackles me. I says, well, I waited for this, because I could have killed him. I had him around, and I said, no, that I'm not. But then after that, he did a show. But I don't know why.
Well, now, I have two paragraphs here on the death of Hervé Villechaize, so here we go. In the early morning hours of September 4th, 1993, in his North Hollywood home, Villechaize, age 50, is believed to have first fired a shot through the sliding glass patio door to awaken his longtime girlfriend, Kathy Self, before shooting himself. Self found Villechaize in the backyard, and he was pronounced dead at Medical Center in North Hollywood. His ashes were scattered into the Pacific Ocean off Point...
Michael, what did they have, two ashes?
Oh, no. Okay.
No, listen, isn't that amazing? I told you he shot one shot. Didn't I say that?
And you did.
Yeah.
He wanted to wake the girlfriend up.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't have missed. I told you, went over his head.
Broke the glory. Now, here, Villechaize left a suicide note saying he was despondent over long-time health problems. He was suffering from chronic pain due to having oversized internal organs putting pressure on his body. There you go.
My God.
Oh, now listen. He also left an audio recording of the suicide that included his last words.
Get Shecky.
Now it can come to light. What? Oh my! Now we don't. You know, we're at the point here, so why not go for it? Now, what would an audio recording of Hervé Villachez's suicide sound like? His last words.
I want to tell you something. I'm going to miss the world, and the world is going to miss me because I'm leaving this world. There is nothing left for me. They canceled my show. And I want to tell you something. I am not Spanish. I am French. That is French. And I want to tell you, I wish the next life I come back 6'4". I'm tired of being small.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
I don't want to be small.
Shecky, let's run through some of these legendary people you've worked with. Steve Allen. What's your memories of Steve Allen?
One of the best. There's nobody better. Steve Allen used to carry like a tape around with him. So if you said something funny, if you said, Steve, pass the potatoes. Just a moment. Shecky just said, pass the potatoes.
Jackpot.
Well, he said it funny.
That's
he
right.
said, hey, will you throw the potatoes at me? That they will put that in.
Jack Parr.
I never knew Jack Parr. Jack Parr, I don't think Jack Parr knew I existed. He was Buddy Hackett. Buddy Hackett and they went to China together. Buddy, so I want to tell you, you want to get on the Jack Parr show? I'll get you on the Jack Parr show. I said, I don't want the Jack Parr show. Oh, you don't want the Jack Parr. What show do you want? Buddy, I'll get my own jobs.
Now, Shecky, what year would you say you started in show business? It says 1954 on the internet. Is that right?
Oh, God, no. I got out of the service in 1944, 43, 44, 45. I got in about 49. 48.
So you were out in Hollywood in 49?
No, not in Hollywood. No, I was in Chicago. I won a contest on the north side of Chicago, and Sarah Vaughan was the act. Go to figure out what was my opening act, Sarah Vaughan, and I won the contest.
Now, did you ever know like the Marilyn Monroes and the JFKs and that group?
Well, I told you one time I was with Bobby Kennedy. They had I was working in New York. Look at the way I forgot the name. Anyway, I was working in New York, and they came over. They said, "Listen, we need you to come over if you would. We got a lot of police captains." And they got at the Waldorf Astoria. And would you please come over? I saw it. He said, we got Bobby Kennedy. So I went over there to Waldorf. And we were in the kitchen, Bobby Kennedy and I. And he went out to make a speech. He was Attorney General. And he made a speech to the policemen. And they were booing him. They hated him because he ruined a case of theirs. The captains of New York. So now, after he finished and walked up, I walked out and I said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not with him. Well, that got the biggest, you know.
That's good. That's good. Now, did you know any of these gossip people who were big? Walter Winchell, Hedda Hopper?
I was in a police car with Walter Winchell going a different, they would say, we got a 496. And he's like, Shecky, no, don't forget how he does. And I want to tell you that we have 496. Shecky Green is coming with us. So I'd go in a police car with him for the 496. Which 496 was in the park, two people making love. So I said, I'd like to join the 496. I like that one.
Oh, my. Now, Walter Winchell had his own police car?
No, he would get into a police car and go with them to different
okay.
different things that they had. They'd say, Walter, come on. And they'd jump in and they'd go, you know.
Now, did you ever know Hedda Hopper or Luella Parsons?
Luella Parsons I met, you know. We were reaching for the last potato chip. at what the hell was her name? The big restaurant there. But I forget. It was on Beverly Boulevard. I remember the address.
Now,
my God, you see, I was young and I everything excited me and everything because I was all of a sudden in a movie. I was all of a sudden. I didn't want that. I didn't know that was going to happen to me. You know.
Now, what was your favorite movie that you were ever in?
My favorite, I guess it had to be the one that I'm most known with, and that was Mel Brooks' picture.
Yeah, and that's Mel Brooks. Now, he's still with us.
Yeah, he's still with. Are you kidding? Mel Brooks is not going to die until he writes it.
Now,
he was married to one of the great, wonderful, magnificent ladies of the world.
Anne Bancroft. Absolutely. Great actress.
And she came from, like, his background. So, you know, people say, how did these two get married? Well, they really came from the same background. She came from an Italian background. He came from a Jewish. But it was basically the same. So they had a lot in common.
Now, Shecky, you have not... Well, how long has it been since you performed on a stage?
A couple of years.
Do you miss it?
Well, I still do it. I told you, I go to the market and I do something before I pay for my food. I got the bread. Hey, what I said, it only cost me $2.95, and there's a bottle of milk standing there. Better take it away. You better beware. Hey, what? And the people are, so let's get the hell out of here.
Now, are people in the market there, are they Googling you on their machines?
Oh, I have them. I that's what I do. You want to see my name? Get your phone out. S-H-E-C-K-Y. No. S-H-E-C-K-Y. They say, we don't want to know who you are. Oh.
Now, how much mail do you still get for autographs and things like that?
I get mail from Germany. Listen to this. I just got a letter from Australia, from Russia. I got a guy wants bullets for his gun.
That's a good one.
You like that?
Oh, that was good.
Oh, I can come up with a couple of those.
Hey, very timely right now. Very timely.
No, I'm going to tell you something. My heart is breaking because my mother was born in Odessa. You hear what I tell you?
I did.
My mother came over here when she was 1 year old, but she was born in Odessa. So that's all of that is my mother's property, my mother's land. She came from there.
Well, what do you make of Putin?
Well, I think he's a sick human being. I mean, let's face it. Any human being that will control people, but and I'm going to say this, I don't care if I never talk with when this guy, our guy, what the hell is his name? I want to forget it.
Trump?
See, I didn't want to say it. I wanted you to say it.
Well, that's okay. You suckered me in.
When this man, Trump, says if he was in, this would have been like this. This is the sickest human being that we got on this earth. Now, I know Ohio was a Republican state, but I'm going to tell you what. Let these people look what's happening to this world. And this can turn out to be war number three. We've got to do the right thing. I think we should have gone in with NATO and not kill all these people. Look at the people they killed that land on the streets. No.
It's an unfortunate situation. 54 minutes past the hour. We've got 6 minutes left with the legendary Shecky
Green. Then let me talk fast. Hold on, I'll tell you something.
Now, Shecky, I'm going to, and you can deny me if you like, but on Friday, would you mind if we gave you a call on your birthday?
Oh, that would be my joy.
Well, Shecky's going to be back on Friday, then. We've just booked it. Shecky's coming back.
I want to tell the people that I'm not going to have a cake because there's no room for 96 candles.
That's a lot. That's a
96 lot. Candles and no cake. The man that writes the birth certificate made a mistake. What can we do with Shecky on this day? With tears in our eye. Take a look at this old guy. Okay.
So Shecky will be back on Friday on the day, April the 8th, of his 96th birthday. So we're going to have fun on Friday with that. We'll have a good time.
But let me tell you, let me apologize to everybody if they heard me flip out. After I put that phone down, I cried. I love you guys. I love you guys.
Okay. We got 5 minutes here, Shecky. Now, 96, what does this mean to you at this point?
Well, I'm going to tell you what it means to me. I'm sitting right now in my kitchen with two of the greatest things that ever happened in my life. It's my two daughters. There's nothing better than having two women like this who are everything, two kids. They're adopted children, and I'm going to tell you something. They're magnificent. Hey, you kids, say hello to him. Come on over here. Come on over here. No, come on over, Dora.
Okay.
Tell him who you are.
Hello, I'm Allison Shecky's daughter. Hold on. Hi, I'm Dory.
Hey, Dory. Now, give us the scoop here. What kind of dad was Shecky?
Oh, he's the best.
Does he make you laugh? Is he like this all the time?
All the time, and yes, he does make us laugh. I love his songs. That's the best.
Thank you for sharing us with him.
I'll tell you, this is Allison again. We played a word game yesterday, and we sit around the table, and we give him a word, and he makes up songs or rhymes, and it's absolutely fabulous. It's so much fun to be around him. So
now, do you have big plans for Friday?
We're going to do what he wants to do. So he hasn't made up his mind yet, but we'll do whatever he wants to do. Take him to dinner, or he said sleep, but that's not going to happen. He's going to party for sure. 96 is a big milestone.
Big milestone. Well, hey, great to talk with you both. Thank you.
Thank you. Here's Dad.
Shecky, what?
How about that?
What? Hey, two beautiful daughters there. They sounded very, very nice.
Well, I don't know these two kids. They're from next door. I brought them over here so you'd have somebody to talk to. No.
You know, Shecky, I'm not going to ask how old your kids are, but at 96, you have kids a little more mature.
The what?
I said, yeah, when you're 96, your kids get a little.
Wait, I can't. Hello?
Yeah, at 96, your kids are a little more mature in age.
Oh, my kids are in their 60s.
Yeah, there you go.
How old are you?
59.
Oh, one is 50. She just got mad. And how old are you, Dora?
22.
Doris is 22. You're 61, aren't you?
Yes, she is.
61 and 59.
My goodness. Well, now, no grandkids, though, right, Shecky?
No what?
No grandkids.
No grandkids.
And your dog?
I wouldn't let my daughters do that with another guy.
And your dog passed away, right?
My dog passed away. I got a big picture of the horse that was named after me and the dog that was named after me.
Your dog used to appear on this show quite a bit.
Yep.
I remember it.
Yeah, and now I got my sister-in-law's dog that comes in.
Oh, beautiful. Shecky, we got about 2 minutes left. Hit us with a song.
I'm going to leave you at 96. At my age, I can't do too many tricks. But the joys of talking on radio, just seek to hear my voice the way it goes to all the people that I love in Ohio. What more can I say? I love this day because I'm talking to each and every one of you all for the silver line. Okay.
Want to let everybody know that Shecky Green will be back with us on Friday morning, the morning of his 96th birthday, April the 8th. He was born April the 8th, 1926. How about that? Friday.
How about that?
How about Friday morning? You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. Shecky, with 50 seconds left to go, you are a mensch. Anytime we call, you are willing to get up at the crack of dawn and call in. You are always funny. You are always entertaining. It's a morning off. And I know that the people listening have a better morning when you're on because I've talked to them. And that...
Oh, I bless you for keeping my name alive.
Shecky, I will talk to you Friday. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. The legendary Shecky Green will be back on Friday morning, the day of his 96th birthday. You cannot beat that. He's the best. All right. Well, hey, we're done. Adam, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up in about 15 minutes. This is Scott Spears, very happily and funnily and laughing, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas, Chicky, Chucky. What is that fat